107.5 Today FM, the Scrutiny's playlist. It's 8:40. The clouds are still above us here today. It's supposed to clear off a little bit, maybe. The word mainly always gets us through. Respiratory therapist, Renee, is that right?
Yes.
That's what we call you guys? Good,
yes,
Deb,
that's
good
right,
morning.
That's right.
How are you this morning, anyways?
Oh, very good. Pretty good.
You usually up this early then?
Yep.
Always.
Okay, very good. This is Respiratory Week, and Renee, if you want to start on this one, what's the focus this week then from your organization then?
So across Canada this week is Respiratory Therapy Week, and it's a week where we get to celebrate what we do and speak out about how great our coworkers are.
Very good. Respiratory, I don't know, misconceptions, what you do, a little bit about the message that you're trying to get out today then, Deb.
A lot of people think we just turn knobs or deliver aerosol medication, but there's way more to that. We're involved with diagnostic, therapeutic. We're involved with newborn babies all the way to seniors and end-of-life stuff.
Well, respiratory means breathing, really.
Exactly. So we're the airway. We're at the head and making sure people are breathing and breathing for them if they're not doing it on their own.
It must be stressful, though. They probably need you quickly at some times. Renee, what's the experience of being a respiratory therapist then?
Yeah, so normally are on shift for 12 hours, and I work acute care. There's many types of RTs, and so you wear a little device on your chest, and anybody can call you at any time whenever they need you anywhere.
And so, and you're just trying to get to the air supply then, right?
Yeah.
Right. How does that break down then? Is it usually the same situation then, Deb? Like someone's having trouble breathing, so what are the steps or procedures you go through then?
Well, it's going to vary by each case. It could be just that you're just giving them a little bit of oxygen support, or it could be that you're helping them breathe by bagging them or hooking them up to a ventilator. It could be anything, and it depends on the situation.
And then it's our responsibility to run the ventilators and eventually wean people off and take out their breathing tube and get them back to normal.
When you started to take post-secondary school courses, and I know, Renee, you're from Regina and you're from Northwest Territories, Deb, right?
Originally, yeah.
What made you, coming out of high school or maybe starting post-secondary education, why did you filter that direction toward respiratory then?
I knew I wanted to do something in the medical field. But I didn't want to do nursing because I didn't want to have to deal with everything below. So dealing
with... That's pretty much the same with me. I was actually working in the hospital in Yellowknife and more in a clerical role and kind of saw a lot of the professions there. And nursing was 4 years at the time, and respiratory when I went to school was only three. So I decided to go into respiratory just for the length of time. And I had to go to Kamloops to go to school. I had to leave the Northwest Territories. And then the rest is history. It just progressed from there. And I went back to the Northwest Territories for a few years and then moved down here.
How is coming from Saskatchewan to BC? Did you have to take different programs, or is it probably not universal? It never is in Canada. Every province is so different, it seems.
Yeah, the role can vary from province to province. Luckily, I did my schooling in Alberta, but I got sent to be a student and do my one-year practicum in Regina. And the role in Regina as RTs is the same here in BC. And so I felt like I was okay moving provinces.
What will happen in the course of a day? You were saying, Renee, that there's 12-hour shifts. If you're not dealing with people one by one by one, what goes on behind the scenes? What chores are you responsible for each and every day? And you can both comment on this then.
There's lots we can do to help out in the office or the breathing lab. There's always equipment to clean, restocking, charting.
Just rounds in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I'm in the community. So respiratory therapy is not only in the hospital, it's also in the community. So we're responsible for, oxygen therapy, sleep apnea, setting people up with equipment for their sleep apnea, or even diagnosing and helping do the testing for the physicians to diagnose their sleep apnea. We also in the community do education on lung disease. So if somebody's diagnosed with COPD, for example, we're educating them on that specific disease, helping them to self-manage that disease with flare-up plans and medication, properly taking their medication, asthma, any type of lung condition, we're educating them on that specific disease and helping them manage and have a good quality of life.
Has there been a lot more research in respiratory medication? It, just since the time that you both were taking it, the courses and now where you're at now, has there been a lot of changes then?
For sure, in the respiratory medications. I graduated from respiratory therapy 16 years ago, and the medications that have come out have increased significantly. There was only a limited number, and now there's a big selection. And you look at the device and you see the patient and kind of decide and help the physician come up with the type of device that would work and the based on the guidelines, the medications that they need.
Yeah, and sometimes the good old drugs.
Yeah.
Hold- True, and we still use the old basic drugs. Ventolin would be the most common one.
Yeah.
Right. How were things changed at the very start when the pandemic was announced to us all? Has it changed your roles at all?
We've had to step up and help and do preparation, but our role will always be the same. We'll be there running the ventilators, helping anybody.
Yeah, that's right. We were just not as well known before COVID. A lot of people didn't know what a respiratory therapist was, but now we seem to be right in the forefront. And
if there's one good thing for us that's come out of COVID,
is that we're more recognized.
People are understanding more of who we are, that we're there.
You know, but prior to COVID, people were still having heart attacks. People were still in respiratory distress. People were still, you know, having shortness of breath and showing up in eMERGE, and that was all occurring before COVID. It's just COVID has brought us to the forefront and made us a little bit more well known because it's a respiratory disease.
Yeah, COVID, no good right? for you.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to get out to the public here today before we let you go?
Honestly, I think it's just such a great career. I have such great job satisfaction when I walk away from work every day. If you're thinking about a career, please look into respiratory therapy. I'm a mom, and so I get to work part-time hours, so it's still great for being a parent.
Yeah.
It's such a great, exciting career.
Mm-hmm. You say
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Just focus on your sciences, physics especially, and you should be good. So, yeah.
Thank you for the job you do.
Thank you.
Very good.
Oh, you're welcome.
We appreciate this. We really do.
Yes. Renee and Deb in studio, they are respiratory therapists, and they're working within our hospital and out in the community and coming to talk to you on the radio here today. Thank you so much again in traffic. 107.5 Today FM, the East Kootenays playlist.